You've talked about the system and you've talked about the process. Let's talk about where we are today with that, because you're getting your voice heard with the General Assembly, and there's been some movement to reinstate the death penalty, of which we've had a moratorium for the last several years.
Well, there was legislation that was passed last session to do away with the Racial Justice Act that had been there to help protect inmates. And there were some people in the legislature who were ready to just line them up and execute them one right after the other. But I don't think that was the sense of the majority of the people in the legislature. There are a few cowboys that were there and are not now. And I think that by and large, we do not yet have legislation that has been introduced, but we hope to have legislation that will be introduced in January to begin this debate. And I think at that time we'll find a lot more people at least willing to debate the issue than did during the Racial Justice Act debate.
Quoting a blog post under the dome from the News and Observer on September 11th, it says, last year the General Assembly passed and Governor Pat McCrory signed into law a bill its sponsor said would kickstart the death penalty in North Carolina, which has not executed a prisoner since 2006. Where are we with that?
I think at this point there's still a ways before anyone would be executed. There's still a lot of court cases. There's still the problem with the cocktail or whatever. I don't know why we call it cocktail. You know, I always think of that as something I want at 5 o'clock.
Mixture.
But yeah, the mixture that's going to be used to kill these people. So I think it's a long way off. Hasn't been one here since 2008.
And the flap began with a medical professional being present that goes against the Hippocratic Oath of a medical professional. Did we ever get resolution there, or is that still an issue?
It is allowed now to have someone there, if I recall correctly. So they have been told that if you participate, you're not going to be held disciplined by the organizations. So that is there. But I think there, like I said, there were probably some cowboys down there that wanted to line them up and go ahead, but better heads have prevailed. One of the things we very seldom ever talk about in this whole process is the effect it has on the staff in the correctional institutions. These people have taken care of people for 10 or 15 or 20 or 25 years up until the day they're executed, and then they have to kill the person they've cared for. It's a story that I've heard told by some correction officials of some of the impact it's had on people who have to carry out this. So when somebody says, line them up and kill them, they have no idea what they're talking about. And they better make damn sure that if they do, that that individual is guilty. But I think life in prison without parole is a horrible way to spend 40 years or 50 years of your life. Can you imagine just being in that cell or that pod for the rest of your life every day, never getting out again, and knowing that you're going to die in prison?
Ballard Everett with Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty, whose mission is to replace the death penalty with life in prison without parole.
Thank you.